Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
It's not great, friends. It's not great. I was going to come home, and I've decided that I'm not going to come home. My brother lives in New Jersey. He was going to go home. He's decided that he's not going to go home. No, I'm kidding. My mother's hopefully getting out of the hospital in the next few days. I'm going to stay here. But if I wanted to come home, it's not great. It is the snowiest December in 20 years. Does that make you fill with joy and can't wait to get your snowshoes on? And also, because it looks like we're looking down the nose of a long, cold, and snowy winter, how are you surviving? What are your tips? What are your tricks? I did a little research on this from Nordic cultures. Many people in Minnesota are Nordic. And I would like to share with you their tips for surviving long, cold, dark winters, but also am taking yours. Now, our producer, David Josephson, he named his child Winter. So that will show you how he feels about snow and winter and cold. I mean, David, are you thrilled?
I take offense to the fact that you say in the same breath, it's the snowiest winter, which is really a big bummer for us all, which is basically what you just said. Because you said for all of us, and you're editorializing the winter when, in fact, as a people live in the north, that live in Minnesota, where, guess what, we get, let's count them, 4 seasons. One of them is winter. And sure, maybe you think it's too long, but now's the time when we all want winter. Everybody wants to go go ice skating this afternoon. You can do it with a little bit of Hollywood snow coming down around you. This is the time
when
we'll be
34 degrees.
I know,
so it's
this
actually
is
mild
exactly
outside
what we
to
want.
Do that. It's a perfect day.
A week and a half before Christmas to have 34 and snow.
Right.
How could there be a better weather day ever anywhere? This is it. We live for this. Go outside. Take a walk in the snow here.
Unless it rains on you.
The perfect weather has arrived.
Wet.
Here it is.
Okay, so see, David is loving it. David is loving it. And I've done a little research on how to beat the winter blues, a Nordic guide to Minnesota. Okay? There are biological effects, by the way, of winter on our body. You know, we want to hibernate. it's dark. We want to sleep longer, but might not be getting actually healthy sleep. So, and it's darker. I mean, it's just obvious what happens in the winter. But Nordic people do approach the way they deal with winter differently, and they've had to. That's where they lived. Some of them say, and this is a very recent development, that you could invest in some light therapy. I do have a sun lamp on my desk at home, like an SAD lamp, a seasonal affective disorder lamp, at least 10,000 LUX of brightness. Use it for 30 minutes every morning. When you wake up, it'll kickstart your brain's alertness and regulate serotonin levels. So that's good. And also the Nords, they go outside, even when it's cloudy. It's okay that it's cloudy, but any natural light is significantly better than any indoor light. So being outside is a good solution to maybe fighting those winter blues. They encourage, the Nords, encourage us not to sleep too much, that we should maintain a consistent sleep schedule and not give in to that hibernation mode. And here's what I think is the most important thing that Minnesotans are so good at, and David mentioned, don't isolate. In the winter, it does. It makes you want to curl up on the couch and eat a bag of chips and watch a movie and have some hot cocoa. But Nordic cultures say, no, get outside. Do things like David said, go ice skating outside, take your kids outside, go for a walk, put on your snowshoes, get some exercise, go have a snowball fight, make a snowman, that kind of thing. They want you to be outside. So actively work to maintain the relationships instead of giving into that feeling of snuggling down alone on your couch, even though that feels good sometimes too. How are you doing it? Do you identify with these tips? Or do you have another one? I want to hear it all. 651-461-9226. Someone says, my tip is to drink heavily. Okay. Get some eggnog. Tis the season, friend. Tis the season. Embrace the snow. Better than brown winters any day of the week. That's true. Jordana, I'm thrilled. I pay for snow removal by the month, so this year I'm getting a huge bargain. Oh, yeah, they're really working hard. They are. Someone says, stay dry, dress warm, eat chili, be happy, deal with it. Those are great, great suggestions. Jory, skied last Friday, 1st of December. Love it. Fantastic. And someone said, I listen to CDs of birds singing every morning. That's great. I love that. Nature sounds are always super helpful. And getting out in nature, you can still hear them if you go outside. Getting out in nature is a good thing too. And then there's also this idea, David, correct me if I'm wrong. The word, is it hygge? Hygge? It's the word it's a Danish concept. The word means cozy. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, I'm familiar hygge with the concept. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. But yeah, hygge, we can go with that for now.
Okay, H-Y-G-G-E. I'm sure somebody will call in and correct me. This is a Norwegian mindset that we say in Minnesota, we have adopted. There's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothing. And hygge is the prioritization of hobbies and comfort. Mm. It's snuggling up with blankets. It's hot drinks. It's a good movie. Your home should be a cozy retreat. They're not saying don't go outside. Yes, go outside, but also embrace the outside when you're inside by enjoying the coziness and enjoying, let's warm up, let's snuggle, that kind of thing.
Yeah, in my house, we do the tradition of fika, which fika is a Scandinavian, what it means is like coffee and a treat, usually in the afternoon is a fika, but it's more like the Brits would have tea, where it's an event, right? So it's time to fika. That's fika. Mm-hmm. And for most people, what that means is you're working or playing or outside, you're doing activity, and then you pause to have whatever it is, your coffee or hot chocolate and a treat.
Right.
And you know how good that tastes after you've been out in the snow, whether it's shoveling or working or skating or sledding or whatever. And then let's go inside and fika. It's the best thing ever. It's such a treat.
Love it. And thank you for bringing that up, because my Google Gemini also, I just Googled Google Gemini that. They said it's a Swedish tradition. It is fika, a deliberate coffee break. So if you're taking one, every afternoon, they say you should bundle up and take your thermos outside.
Sure, yeah.
For absolutely. A coffee or tea break in the fresh, cold air. That's right. They say even a 15-minute walk, like Fika is embracing that. Yes, the break, but also be outside. Embrace the weather. That is good. I love that. So thank you for sharing. I love it. The Fika. I'm going to embrace that. Howard's in Minneapolis. Howard, how are you embracing and enjoying this beginning of the long, cold winter?
My grandma came from Helsinki, Finland. We are known as the happiest people in the world because we sauna. I encourage people to sauna and then go make an angel in the snow.
100%. Wait, now, do you have a sauna in your home?
No, but a lot of Finns, you go up north, they all have a sauna. And we used to, out at Lake Sylvia, cut a hole in the ice, go in the sauna, and then one person on each arm, you dip yourself into the lake.
I love it. Thank you. And thank you for mentioning this, because this is perfect. I live near Cedar Lake, and they have a portable sauna that they bring to the lake. They drive it there, you know, and people can go in for 15-minute sessions. Then they can go jump in the lake, dip in the lake, come back to the sauna. They have hot chocolate. It's on, you know, they park it in a public parking, and people do the sauna right by the lake. And like you said, they make a snow angel and go back and forth. I witnessed this. I am not brave enough nor hardy enough. I would immediately freeze and probably die if I was in my skivvies jumping into a lake or getting into the snow. But I love the fact that this exists, and it warms my heart every time I walk by it, which I try to do all the time. At Cedar Lake. I know they're all over the place. That's just the one I see. So I love that everybody has great ideas. Oh, our dear friend Donna. Hi, sweetheart. Donna, how are you faring with this cold weather?
You know, I've got a mountain dog. I have to fare. You love that.
Love that. You got to take him out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I just want to let you know, I am half Danish. My dad was 100% Danish that we lost this year. But he used to call it Hugu is how you say it.
Okay.
Not Heggy, but it's Hugu.
Oh,
so basically H-U-E-G-U-H. Hugu.
Oh, okay, Donna, am I getting it right? Hugu.
Yes.
Is that about Hugu? All right, David.
Yep.
Donna, thank you. You're the best. And I hope you're well, my friend.
I am. I love you guys. Take care.
We love you too. Hugu. All right, now I'm going to say it right. That's a hard thing to say, by the way, but I'm going to work on it. I want to be correct. Hugu, that's how you say it. So it means cozy, and that is something I'm definitely embracing. You know, we got the fuzzy socks, and we have the big blankets and the hooded sweatshirts. I love all of that stuff. The lined leggings, you know, with like the fur lined or the fleece lined. Oh, they're so delicious. So I love to feel hugu. Thank you, Donna. I appreciate that. Snowiest December in 20 years. How are you embracing? Let's take a quick break and we'll get to your text next. But they don't have our snow. They don't have the winter wonderland that actually exists in Minnesota, yet they're celebrating it. And you know what? The fact that it is the snowiest start to December in 20 years, we are embracing. We are not complaining. We are embracing. I shared with you, if you didn't hear it, how the Nordic culture deals with such cold, long winters. They embrace going outside. They embrace fika. They embrace, like David said, that's a little snack in the afternoon. Hygge. Did I say it right? Hygge?
Yeah, I still Hugie? Can't pronounce that
Hugie.
One. Whatever it is.
Hygge. Donna, I'm sorry. I know I'm butchering it. And so many of you are saying, Jordana, it's pronounced Hygge's. Hygge. So I'm doing my best. So really, I'm embracing that, embracing cozy. We are Minnesotans. We must embrace. Some of your texts are really great. Jor, going to curl up next to my wife's... Okay, cannot read that on the air. So you guys, you almost got me. You almost got me with the sweater puppies. Good job. You almost got me. Jor, I've always loved winter and snow. We live in Florida for 7 years and really miss it. My ultimate favorite winters were the mid-90s when we had more snow than we knew what to do with. I totally get it. And if you can be home, that's a good thing. Perfect winter, a couple of inches at a time. It's so invigorating to get out in the snow and the cool weather. I love it all. Yes, yes. Let it snow, let it snow, Jordana. I want to use my new 47-inch snowblower. Is that a powerful snowblower, David? 47 inches.
Yeah, that's a massive snowblower. You must have like a, okay, you know, like a quarter mile long driveway or something if you've got a big snowblower like that.
Nice. There you go. Power tools make everything better. Baking and cooking. Agreed. Baking and cooking. Absolutely. Old Man Riley says this. Guys, at my age, I deserve mild winters. I've been through it all. No more than 2 inches of snow should be allowed at any given time. This is age discrimination. Come on, Minnesota. You're better than this. Oh, Old Man Riley, I feel you. But you know what? Maybe you need a friend with a place in Arizona or Florida. You can escape a little bit. We need more than 2 inches of snow. Someone says, skied Buck Hill for the first time this year on my season pass. You are going to get so much use out of that season pass. And I have gotten screwed in the past by buying a season pass and only skiing or, you know, snowboarding two or three times. So I use it well. Use it in good health and get out there. How are we dealing with the snow? How are we embracing it? Jordana, I turned the fireplace on and I watched live streams of Hawaii. Maybe they mean Hawaii 5-0. It got cut off. Jordana, I suggest getting out to the shovel, especially when there's no time for fun activities you mentioned. Even shoveling perks me up on cold and overcast days. Very pretty, and even late in the day, outdoor cleanup makes me look up with a lot of gratitude, lots of stars. That's from Mary. You're right, Mary. It is so satisfying to get the driveway shoveled. It is. And it's cardio. You're doing all the things. So well done. Let's see. I turned to Russia on from 4 to 5. Nothing better than 12 minutes of his show. That's great. Oh, and the rest ads. Sorry about that. But I'm glad you're listening to Russia. Fika can be any time of the day, multiple times a day, David. So multiple snacks. Go skiing in the metro area. Lots of choices. Amen. Has anyone forgotten the winter we had 3 years ago? I had snow so high outside my lower level window, I couldn't even see the street. Okay, but the statistics show that this is the snowiest start to December in 20 years.
My kids have not forgot that winter. They long for that winter. We are so excited. Maybe we can top that record this year. How about we go for it?
There you go. We can go for it. Absolutely. Guys, I am a 75-year-old woman, and I try to build a snowman every year. I have competition with my grandkids and great-grandkids to see who can build the best. Love this text. Love this. Good. Get great clothes. Get those grandkids out there, and absolutely get those snowmen built. Jordana, please pass on well wishes from Minnesota. Thank you. Thank you very much. Jordana, what I like is the fresh half inch of snow on our front door. It displays our evergreen and bulbs on our birch lock displays looks better with fresh snow on it. Yes. So it's even for the fashion conscious of us. With a little bit of snow, everything looks better. The sidewalks look better. It gets cleaned up. It goes brown pretty fast, but you're right. Fantastic. Someone says, oh, our personal trainer friend never owned a snow blower. Shoveling keeps me in shape when I don't want to go to the gym. Amen. That's so true. I love all of these solutions because we are embracing. It is the snowiest start to December in 20 years, and we are embracing the dark days of winter. I'm embracing by staying in Florida. I have a good excuse, though. God willing, Mom will come home from the hospital in a few days, so I will stay here until I can get her home and settled. But I am glad you are embracing and enjoying, and that's how we have to look at it, friends. Let's take a break. When we get back, Tori Van Oot will be joining us for Tuesdays with Tori. I'm going to give her credit for finding the guest that I had on yesterday, talking about the Mall of America sweatshirt, and so much more. Update on ICE crackdowns. Some of our local hospitals are some of the best in the nation. We're going to talk about it all with Tori Van Oot from Axios next.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Tori Van Oot from Axios is joining us, and I want to thank you. I'm starting with a thank you because I read your piece on Molly Hoddle yesterday. She found a vintage Mall of America sweatshirt, and she embroidered it with the words, "I got a lobotomy at the Mall of America." So I invited her on my show to defend the Mall of America and then, of course, talk about her roots in the Midwest and good memories about Mall of America. So thank you, Tori, for that.
Oh, so fun. You want to hear a quick, really quick small world fun thing? We saw this Instagram post that had gone viral. My colleague Audrey Kennedy, who runs our Axios Twin Cities Instagram, saw it. And I said, well, let's just send a message and see if we can use this photo. Had no idea she was from Iowa or the Midwest or had even been to the Mall of America or the backstory. And it turns out not only, as your listeners learned, did she have that backstory, but she used to work with my husband at the Des Moines Register. And
Stop
we actually
it.
Think that we met once, you know, over a decade ago in Portland with another Des Moines Register person when my husband and I were there. So the world is way too small. The world is way, way too small.
Oh, my. And all roads lead back to the Midwest somehow. So that's fantastic.
To the Mall of America. Where I certainly felt like I had a lobotomy after a kid's birthday party a few weeks ago. You know, spend four hours with some four-year-olds in the mall, and you'll definitely feel like you've had a lobotomy. So I can relate.
100%. Yes, I'm glad you survived. Let's talk about some serious stuff that you've got going on in Axios today. The ICE crackdown. I know you also wrote about this on last Friday. What is the very latest on ICE cracking down in general, but also specifically with the Somali community after President Trump's comments last week?
Yeah, so, you know, we don't know a lot about what is happening with ICE's crackdown because ICE is not telling us the full details so far about the number of people detained, the number of agents on the ground, the duration of the operation. We do know that about 19 people, they've put out releases highlighting at least 19 people that they have detained or arrested, all of whom have some sort of criminal background. But the full scope, a little bit harder to see. Now, what we wrote about today was this trend that we're seeing in Minneapolis and in other blue cities across the country, which is mayors trying to push back in real terms and symbolic terms without crossing the line in terms of like impeding federal agents, right? Like there's only, they can't say, hey, get out of here and kick them out of town. It doesn't work that way. But what we've seen is, you know, the mayor here in Minneapolis, of course, kind of responded, voicing support for the Somali community, other immigrant communities, issuing an executive order saying, hey, ICE, you can't use our city parking lots, providing language that businesses or residents can put up to kind of try to defer ICE and from entering private property. And so, you know, we are seeing some of these efforts. You know, the administration says we're not deterred by this, and it's unclear because we don't know the numbers, what an impact it's having. And of course, like, there are many parking lots, right? It's like federal agents, if they can't use the Minneapolis parking ramp, there are other places that they can park their trucks. And so, but yeah, this is, you know, been an ongoing thing that we are watching and monitoring, and reaction here in Minneapolis and what city officials are doing about it.
Yeah, I did have somebody from the Sahan Journal on early, I think it was last week, and she said she knew of at least five or six people that were taken by ICE, but all of those people already had orders for deportation. So it sounded like ICE, whatever you think about them, they were doing their job. Now you're saying the numbers are up to 19. So I appreciate you being
vigilant
about this.
There were 19 that they highlighted. Yeah, that they said, and they were people who had past criminal convictions. Of course, we don't know is, are there other people being detained, right? And we don't know. We don't have the full information, the names, the backstory yet. We have been asking for that. So it is hard, and this has happened. I'll tell you, as colleagues in Axios in 34 cities, Axios Local and other colleagues have run into similar issues when ICE is in Charlotte, New Orleans, or other places, Chicago, in getting the full picture. So, you know, we are continuing to monitor this and, you know, report on both the reaction locally and what the federal government is saying and kind of what it means for the metro and state.
Okay. Well, again, I appreciate Axios' village, you know, vigilance in tracking this. And thank you. Yeah. You're also tracking Governor Walz and the effect these massive fraud stories are having on his reelection campaign. So share with us some of your reporting on that.
You know, we're hearing a lot of nerves. You know, Walz is running for an unprecedented third consecutive term, hasn't been pulled off before. And, you know, we really saw over the past 10 or so days, 10, 12 days, that, you know, the way in which President Trump is able to, with a few taps of Truth Social, kind of put Walz on his heels, right, and create a two-week-long national news cycle around the fraud. Fraud is, of course, something we've covered here in Minnesota. A lot of your listeners were already aware with these issues in Minnesota, but it's just kind of reinforcing that narrative that, did he do enough? Was there enough? Like, how did it happen on his watch? And that's making even Democrats who support him, you know, privately nervous, including his, how he's handled the questions about it under fire in the last 10 days. So now will there be, not going as far as to say there's going to be like a change in the likely nominee on the Democratic side. And Walz's defenders say, look, we still think this election is going to be a referendum on the president. His numbers are unpopular. Health care, affordability, these other issues are going to outweigh fraud. We will see. Only time will tell. And of course, the November election's about 11 months away, and that is an eternity in the news cycles we have seen.
Yeah, for sure.
So we will have to see where voters land, and really what matters to them, this idea of how the state was managed, whether they think Walz and Democrats did enough to root it out and respond to it, or whether they think that having somebody who stands up to President Trump and kind of they're voting based on dissatisfaction with cost of living, federal policies, other things, whether that drives votes. But it's making people nervous the way the, you know, the intensity of the news cycle and coverage of this issue in the last 2 weeks and how it's gone for the governor. Not been a good 2 weeks for him.
Well, I mean, I think if you look at it objectively, fraud is bad. And it's good that we're uncovering it now. So I'm actually glad for the, I'm less worried about his political future, but, you know, glad for the people of Minnesota that we are uncovering this. And there is so much focus on this because it seems that we've been bilked out of $1 billion and I'd like it back.
And Jordana, that's what the governor says when you ask about this. He says it is a good, you know, it's counterintuitive, but it's a good thing that you're seeing federal prosecutors do their job or putting people in jail. You know, he sometimes takes credit for putting people in jail, which is really what the federal prosecutors have done, not the state governor's office. But, but you know, so that's what he's saying. It's like we've put new safeguards in place. They've paused. They kind of are doing a review of some of these programs they think could be, you know, subjected to fraud, where we've seen massive growth. The problem for him from an optics perspective is that, a messaging perspective, is that investigations are ongoing. And as the Star Tribune kind of pointed out this weekend, just a small fraction of that estimate of $1 billion that prosecutors have put out has been prosecuted so far. And so we're going to see more headlines. Where I can guarantee you there's going to be more headlines. 10 million stolen here, millions stolen here. And so every time that comes up, the governor is going to have to answer for it. And how did it get so bad? How did it get so big? Why wasn't it stopped sooner? And so even if his administration and the legislature has done things to tighten controls, to, you know, stop this from happening in the future, they're still going to have to answer for what happened in the past. And whether voters think he's done a good enough job will have a factor on whether he's reelected again.
Speaking of reelection, briefly, is Mike Lindell really running for governor?
Well, we will see. As I think we said last week, he said this before. He says he is going to decide and announce this week. I think even maybe Thursday he may have said is when he's planning on announcing. Certainly be another twist in this very crowded Republican race. And you talk about Governor Wall's reelection prospects. Another big factor is going to be who Republicans nominate as their candidate and whether they can have, you know, statewide appeal, including in swingy suburbs, and whether the Republican Party can kind of coalesce and unify behind one candidate. More people can make that more complicated, right? Because you've got a lot of candidates running in a lot of lanes. There was a debate last night up in Marshall, and, you know, God, I don't know exactly how many people are on the stage, but over a half dozen on the stage there. And so he may jump in, and that will certainly shake up that race a little. And we'll be looking to early next year. We'll get a sense of who's been actually raising money, which of course kind of shows.
Right. I was wondering how he had any money, because I thought he declared bankruptcy or wasn't paying his lawyers.
Well, I don't know if he will be able to self-fund his campaign. That is a good question. You know, he'd be raising money from donors. Mike Lindell does have like a national kind of conservative following and platform, especially in his election denial issues. And so he may be able to raise money, especially he's got his like Lindell TV programming and, you know, things like that. And so we'll just have to see. And you know, the process is going to pick up really soon. That debate last night is an indicator of that. The kind of straw poll caucuses, the endorsement process sort of starts in earnest in February, early next year. And so we'll see how the field starts to winnow, right? And who emerges. And I do think on the Republican nomination, I still think that whether President Trump endorses will matter and will make an impact on who the nominee is, because that sends a strong signal to the Republican base. And a candidate who can get Trump's endorsement has a better chance of, like, maybe not fully clearing the field for an endorsement or primary, but certainly gives them a big boost.
You also reported this morning that Steve Simon is announced he's running for a fourth term.
Yes.
That's a lot of terms. Have we had a fourth term Secretary of State? Is that a position that usually lasts a long time? And this is not a surprise. You know, I like Steve. He comes on the show a lot. I think he's kept our elections very secure here in Minnesota. So anything unusual about this?
I looked this up the other day, and I can't remember how many terms, but I did find, like, way back in history, a Secretary of State who did serve for longer than that, I believe. So, I need to be fact checked on that a little bit, fourth term. And it's kind of one way to think about it is, with Governor Walz running for a third term, Attorney General Ellison running for a third term. You know, Steve Simon wasn't going to go from Secretary of State to State Auditor, probably. That seat is going to be open. There's a little bit of a bottleneck, right, especially for DFLers who hold these offices with incumbents when people are running again. So not surprised at all. He didn't really have anywhere else to go, anything else to run for. He had considered running for Congress, a congressional seat open last year. Kelly Morrison ultimately won that, former state senator. But yeah, so we, you know, voters on the DFL side, at least, will be seeing a lot of familiar faces next year. And we will see if voters have fatigue, you know, with the current people in charge, or if they're like, oh, no, good job. Keep going. I like the constant. And we'll just have to see what happens there.
Mm. Hey, Tori, I wanted to let you know I'm having our new U.S. attorney, Daniel Rosen, on tomorrow. On the show to talk about his investigation and the organization's investigation into the fraud in Minnesota. So hopefully it's a must listen, and I hope you'll tune in.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, there's a lot of, everybody's kind of trying to do the math now, right? Because his predecessor, acting U.S. attorney, Joe Thompson, is the one who kind of put out, like, I think this is going to hit over $1 billion. And so I'll be really curious to see if he can kind of break it down for you and say, this is everything we're looking for to get to that $1 billion. Mm-hmm. This is how much of it they have said before that even with, you know, thinking back to Feeding Our Future, they just don't have the resources to prosecute everyone they believe was involved. And so kind of what he thinks they'll be able to prosecute versus what he thinks the total is will be very interesting to hear.
Yes. One more thing, because I want to do this segment. This is a segment that I'm doing on my show, and I'd like your thoughts on this. So you're going to be my co-host here. There is a new report by McKinsey and Company, which is a big think tank, that says there is steady progress that or steady research that shows women do not want to be in corporate leadership, that there is an ambition gap by women in the United States, that a commitment to gender diversity has fallen since its peak in 2017. Which was 88%, and that women in particularly are feeling like they want more, I guess, quality of life or balance, and they are not applying to, this isn't anybody else's fault, this is women themselves are not applying for promotions, don't want to necessarily climb the corporate ladder as much. Now, obviously, you don't have research on this, but... Have you seen this in your life or with your friends? You guys are, you're at your age, you're sort of in your professional growth stage. You know, you're climbing that ladder. You're looking for the next gig. Have you had friends or women friends or women colleagues that have been talking about this?
So first, if my boss is listening, please send that raise and promotion my way. I will.
Yes.
I am not on the corporate ladder. You know, I think this is fascinating, Jordana, and it is. I was just talking to my sister about this last night. As I was rushing to daycare, I had forgotten something. I was late. I had not started dinner yet. It was dark. Had to, you know, prepare for the next morning and do some work still after my son went to bed. And I do think there's a lot that, like, modern life and work life is not built for parents and young parents, everything from affordability to daycare to being pinged on Slack at all hours and kind of like two household working families are both the reality for many economically and also like very challenging to do it all. And there's a lot of pressure on women, as you know, and I know, to do it all and to carry the emotional load and to create the Christmas magic and to excel at work. And it's just, it's tough. So I understand that. That does not surprise me that people are opting out. It saddens me to hear it, but it's exhausting. It's exhausting to get personal. And I only have one kid.
It is.
You know, I don't know if people have two, three, four kids. It's a lot. It's a lot in the modern day. And I think the like constant, the way work has changed and blurred the lines between work and life. I remember growing up, my mom was a nurse. At the school, worked the same hours that we were at school. Yes. My dad was a lawyer. He had a ton of work, but you know what? He did it at the office. And when he was home, he was home. Mm-hmm. And so now we're all pinged all the time. We're all on all the time. There's a lot of distractions. It's just tough. So I get it.
So that's what we're going to continue the discussion
the
on. Again, check it out.
Definitely hear it from my friends and peers that this sense of like, how do you juggle it all? How do you handle it all? Something's got to give. that's the sense I hear from a lot of my friends and peers.
So maybe there's something to this new McKinsey report that women are not necessarily leaning in as much as their male colleagues. Tori Van Oot from Axios, thank you for kind of going down this hole with me and the update. And we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Thanks, Jordana. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
What about you? Are you guys seeing that women are not leaning in as much? And if so, why? Let's talk next.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
What do you guys think? Have you noticed this? That women are pushing back against the ambition push? That women are saying, you know what? I'm not as interested in the next promotion because I'm choosing, I don't know, let's say I'm choosing peace at home. I'm choosing less work to take home. And I want a little more calm. I know we only have a minute left in this segment before we hit the break again, but I just thought this was such a fascinating study. McKinsey says that 80% of women versus 86% of men have a desire for a promotion. Okay, so it's 6%. It's a small gap, but women are saying they, or at least the ones who answered this, they don't, as much as men, 6% fewer women are saying that they don't want a promotion. And by the way, I've seen this with some friends that they're just happy where they are and they're not looking for another promotion. Maybe that's because we're in our 50s. That's why I asked Tori, she's a little younger than I. But is this a true trend that women are leaning out? You know, not the Sheryl Sandberg lean in. It's lean out because they have other priorities or they're less interested in climbing the corporate ladder. We'll continue the conversation in the next hour or two. But David, what do you got coming up for us in quick takes?
Well, a late night favorite is shutting dozens of locations. Also, a big snub for a well-known college football team. We'll get both of those coming up next in quick takes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.